Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we share financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. I'm Jenna Tobel, AVP of Marketing at First Alliance Credit Union. And with me today is Nate Finney, our Account Services Manager. Nate, thank you so much for joining us again. Before we dive into our topic today, which is all about rewards credit cards, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at the credit union?
Sure. Myself, I've been in financials for about 25 years, so I've kind of been around. But with First Alliance, I'm the account services manager, which is enveloped with a lot of things, but we take care of your debit cards, your credit cards, direct deposits, anything with payments that's actually going to be tied to your account that we take care of.
Yeah, so all of the money coming into your account and going out of your account, your team is usually monitoring that, touching that, making sure that nobody's gotten a hold of your card that shouldn't have, all of that type of stuff.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's definitely active and fun.
Yeah. You guys have a lot going on in your department. Yep. But today, we're specifically talking about rewards credit cards. So let's just start out with kind of the more basic question. So how is a rewards credit card different than just any other type of credit card?
Sure.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so most of your credit cards come with a rate involved, a limit that's involved, and a way to access it. But the thing that's a little bit different with a rewards card is you're actually going to get an allotment of points that actually can go towards a benefit or a reward as you accumulate them. And it's all based off of how you spend using that card.
Okay. So what is really the benefit of having a rewards credit card over like a basic card that just comes with maybe like a low rate or something like that?
Right. I think, you know, a lot of times there is like a choice that has to be made. Lower rate is great for those people that, you know, have some large purchases and want to have something that they can pay off at a lower rate. But the rewards cards are more for those transactional things because you want to accumulate points, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the types of things that you want to do, is making transactions that you're going to pay off monthly and keep getting those points accumulating. Mm-hmm. And they can be used for a wide array of things that are out there on the market. You just need to check with your financial as to what they give points out for and what you can use them for.
Sure. So maybe give some examples of things that rewards credit cards offer for your points. Like, what are some of the benefits that you get for accumulating those points potentially?
Sure. Some of the common ones that you see out there have always been like the airline ones, like the rewards.
Travel, sure.
So you're accumulating points to hopefully get free airfare or travel points that you can use. More typical things that we see now is that you might have a reward site that you can go to that you can use your points for multiple different things. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do here at First Alliance as well, is we have a program where you could go ahead and shop like you're regularly shopping.
Yeah. Awesome. And cashback. I've heard of cashback rewards cards before, too. Is that...
Yep.
Those are all part of a rewards card. It just kind of depends on what that particular card is offering you. Right?
Right. And I would say, you know, with cashback rewards, make sure that you're reading, like, how you can use those cashbacks, because sometimes they are just to pay towards your payment.
Oh, okay.
Instead of actually receiving a benefit of a check in the mail or cash.
Sure. So it's basically reducing the amount that you owe in that particular case versus like just getting straight cash that you can go put in your checking account and like use however you want. So
exactly.
it's a little deceiving in the terminology, it sounds like, but
yeah,
to your point, read the fine print to know how that
yep
is going to work for you in your particular program.
For sure.
Is there a particular rewards card that is maybe better for like a first-time cardholder versus somebody who's, you know, a little bit more experienced with using credit cards?
There's not one that I've heard. You know, a lot of people are on maybe some of the apps that show you your credit score, mm-hmm, and then they offer like different cards through that program. Mm-hmm. But there's not like one in general for just rewards. But I would say that it doesn't matter if you have credit or not to get a rewards card.
Okay.
And it is a good way to start out with credit if you're really doing those transactional items that we talked about, like maybe your weekly gas that you put in your car on that credit card and you pay it down.
Sure.
So just making sure that you're into that kind of routine with that card.
Sure. So it's maybe a little bit less about whether or not you've used the car, a card before in relation to rewards cards, but more so like, are you prepared to just manage a card in general, regardless of whether or not those rewards are attached?
Right. I don't know that there's any kind of like real like credit builder rewards card that I've seen.
Sure.
But any card that you're applying for should have like the same factors that they're looking at. So getting a rewards card is the same as getting any other type of card as well.
Sure. So when it comes to rewards cards and like your credit score, it sounds like there's maybe a range of opportunities, but with rewards cards, is there typically like a range for interest rates that are still attached to your credit score? So really, in essence, you could end up with a significantly higher rate on a rewards card because you have like a lower score still.
Yep. I see that because it is risk based, mm-hmm. right? Like, so if you've never had credit before and you're applying for a rewards card, your rate might be higher than somebody that has established credit mm-hmm. and is just adding a card to their portfolio, right? So yeah, starting out, you might see a higher rate because of that. But as you use the card and move forward with good behavior, mm-hmm. that, you know, you should be able to get a better interest rate further on down the line.
Yeah. So, you talked a little bit, you know, about interest rates and limits earlier. Are there other factors to think about when you're looking at rewards cards? I know some cards come with things like annual fees, or maybe there's like promotional offers up front, you know, those
right.
types of things. Are those common with rewards cards as well?
Yeah, they're very common, actually. So there's intro rates that are special to rewards programs. Like there might be, like the initial first six months of the card might have an intro APR. First Alliance, when you're approved for that card, you get the first 6 months 0% balance on any balance transfers. So mm-hmm. that's a great offer. And then it would just go back to whatever you're approved of after that 6 months.
Based on your credit score.
Based on your scoring. Yeah, like the risk basing, like we just talked about. But there's also unique ways of earning points, which is really fun. So the first time you register for your account, you might get some points. Mm. The first amount or first time that you've spent over a certain month, amount in certain a certain amount of time
yeah.
is another factor.
Sure.
Like, so you might have a card that says if you spend $3,000 within the first 6 months, we'll give you an extra big bonus. Mm. Here at First Alliance, we're able to give an anniversary one. So on the anniversary of your card, we'll give you some points for that. Some other things that we look at are the balance transfers. We can also even say for certain types of activity that you're doing, is another factor that they look at. So if you're buying something within a certain zip code even, that's something that they could offer as a bonus. So
interesting.
It's always unique and fun, but you just need to be watchful, you know, and make sure you're watching all those different promotions as they happen to make sure you're getting the benefit out of them.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it sounds kind of fun to have a rewards card.
It is. And it's fun to kind of run one too.
Yeah.
Because you can, I'll think of anything, you know, and if we can do it, we'll do it. So
yeah.
it's a lot of fun.
So it does sound super fun. And at the same time, you are taking on debt when you're using a credit card, just like any other type of card, a rewards credit card, you're still taking on that level of debt. So what are maybe some tips or advice that you have for people who are first-time rewards cards users, right? They're really excited to just start swiping that card because they're racking up those points every time they're out there buying something, and then pretty soon maybe you've racked up more than you anticipated. Like, how do you really manage well, you know, earning those points and balancing what you can actually afford to pay back?
Right. So that's always the worry. Like, if you're spending on that card, how are you going to pay it back? So having a plan. One of the things that they look at, and I'm sure Jordan has talked about this when he's been on, is what they look at for your debt, they don't want 30% of your credit limit used on some of those.
You know, that credit utilization. Sure.
So you want to stay below 30% of your utilization rate. So mm-hmm. for instance, if I have a $10,000 card, I really don't want over $3,000 on that card at any given time, because then it starts to affect your credit. Because you're using more credit than you should.
Sure.
So you're being watchful of that. And then really thinking about what you're putting on it and does it belong on the card. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to be one that's been going to do everyday spending on that, you better make sure that you're paying back the card in the same fashion, yeah. right? And we all know life happens, and that's why a limit is nice to have. So when you do have something that's out there, try to make a good plan of how you're going to pay that down is the big factor. And really, for a rewards card, that's what you want too, right? Because you want to be able to use that card more and more to get those points.
Yeah, so you don't want to have that higher balance just sitting on there for a long time
right.
because it limits how much you can really use that card and rack up those more and more points. Which brings me to another question. I'm not sure that you've answered it yet. Do you get points if you have a balance on your card, or do you only earn the points once your balance is paid off?
So you get your points, you'll get your points the next month, right? For anything that you've been spending on the month prior, and it's all based on your transactions, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever you purchase at a merchant, you're going to get a point factor against that. So okay. like ours, we give 1.5 points for every dollar spent.
Okay.
Right? So that's how you accumulate, but if you're staying with a certain amount out there and it's never getting paid down, that's already had points that have been given to you and it's just sitting there.
Okay.
So it's like, it's just a balance at that point. So that's why we keep talking about paying that down and being active with it. Mm-hmm.
So that you can actually utilize the points that you've accumulated.
Yep.
Got it.
Exactly.
Got it. So you talked a little bit too just a minute ago about like making sure that you're using it for certain transactions or not. And you kind of mentioned like groceries and gas are maybe some really good ways to kind of manage how you're using that card and still be able to kind of accumulate those points on a regular basis. Are there any like things you absolutely should not be using your card for, especially a rewards card? If you can help it, obviously,
right.
to your point, things happen and sometimes that's your only option. But are there situations where you should really avoid putting, you know, that transaction or that purchase on a card?
Yeah. A lot of times for people just starting out for credit, you know, it is hard to establish and you're trying to use it appropriately. But I don't think that you should be probably taking a loan out for a lot of everyday purchases. I know I talked about gas and grocery as a startup, maybe to see how you do. But putting on like stuff like your fast food on a daily, your coffee on a daily, that's only for people that are really established and really know how they're going to pay it off. I just see a lot of younger individuals that, well, I'm just going to use this card until I have nothing left and then I'll figure out a way to pay it off. Mm-hmm. And that's always troublesome. So, you know, just being true to yourself and knowing what you can do, but, you know, like I said, you want to start out using it, but you want to be in the action of paying it down quick, right?
Right, right.
It gets difficult. It's hard to make a recommendation, right? Like, everybody's different, but you really need to understand what you're doing when you're using it and not just be, you know, willy-nilly with it and just trying to use it all the time, right?
Yeah.
I know it's cool. And you can see those points, but let's make sure we have a plan to pay those down.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point. And I think too, you know, I've heard from so many people, you know, to some people like, oh, I put everything on my card and I just pay it off all at once, you know, in the month, but they're only using it for things that they know that they can pay down. And then there's, you know, I've heard other people to your point where, oh, I'm just going to swipe it because it's the easy thing to do and not really thinking about whether or not they're going to be able to afford to pay that back when that monthly bill comes back and it's due. And then they're like, well, I can pay off some of it, but now I'm going to carry this balance, which I kind of brings me back to our talking point about interest rates and APR, because that's really when that comes into effect is when you're having that balance carry over month to month. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, how carrying that balance, especially on a rewards card, is, again, maybe not the best practice when it comes to managing that and how that can really affect how much you're actually paying for something at the end of the day?
Right. Yeah, that it is very eye-opening when you look at your first statement and see that balance out there. But what the system or the program actually does is it goes back to the month prior to say, over the whole month, what was your average daily balance, right? And we're going to charge you interest on everything that was kept in balance at the end of that, right? Mm-hmm. So then it might be 18%, you know, depending on what other cards you're using. And to see that interest accumulate on that and then come up with a monthly payment. The monthly payment that they give you is just to get by, right?
The minimum payment is
just going to get by. And there was a great ruling that came out about 6 years ago. If you ever look at your credit card statement, it'll show your APR, it'll show your balances, your previous balance, and what your balance is now. But it'll actually show you in that box, if you paid the minimum payment, how long it would take to pay that off.
Yeah.
And in most cases, it's over 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
Right? And that's an eye-opener for anybody. A lot of times what I used to do when I was in lending, I would tell people, if you've gotten a balance on a card and you had a life event, come talk to us and we'll show you a payment plan that will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we transition some of that debt to something else, right? Because if you're not able to pay that off, that card's just always going to have a balance on it. And we don't want that. We don't want to have to charge a high interest rate
right. On
all that stuff. So if we can, we'll transition you.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. So kind of circling back around to the rewards side of things, how can somebody really gauge whether or not the rewards program on their card is truly beneficial to them? What are some ways to maybe kind of, because we've talked about a couple different ones, right? Cash back,
you know,
points accumulation, the travel, there's lots of them out there. So how can somebody really know what the best program is for them?
Yeah, I think, trying to get as much information as you can from their websites if you haven't applied yet.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what is the reward that really makes you want to use that card, right? And mm-hmm. to gain those points might help with the selection process.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also check to see, are there points expiring?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that there's any annual fee for actually having that card? Are a couple things, but then, what is their reward site like? And then what maybe on the reward site do they have in case somebody didn't receive something, right?
Mm.
Like what is, how can you get those items back to you that you never received? So making sure you just kind of check some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I like ours because it's so fun because we go into the program from your mobile or from your online banking site. And it's almost just shopping on Amazon. So it's kind of wide open.
Yeah.
So that I find a huge benefit for myself because I have kids, I have grandkids. I used to do it every year during September. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to just select gift cards and I'm going to select Target because I can go there for all my kids' shopping.
Sure.
So every year I'd get 3 $100 gift cards and my wife was able to go get school supplies,
oh,
right?
Wow.
So, just thinking about how you would use it, you might find a reward program that's just for the miles program,
mm-hmm.
For an airline, and maybe that's just all you want.
Yeah.
So maybe that is the right fit. But just making sure you check everything and then checking to see maybe how the points are awarded.
Sure.
I think reading through those types of things for each different one, comparing apples to apples, might help you make that decision.
Yeah, no, that's really great advice. And I want to just ask one follow-up question to that because it's something I think a lot of people don't realize. And you mentioned that points expire
yes.
in some of these programs. So
yes.
Essentially what that means, and correct me if I'm interpreting this incorrectly,
sure.
but it means that if you don't use those points within, a year, 2 years, 18 months, whatever that time frame is, they're gone and you don't get to use them even though you've earned them.
Correct.
Okay.
Right? So most programs have that built in, and they're typically around a 2 or 3 years. Ours is set at a 3 year.
Mm-hmm.
But with those systems, they have a notification process that's involved with them. So you'll actually see it on your statement and in our online banking to say, hey, just remember you have this many points expiring next month, so
okay.
it might be time to use it, right?
Sure.
And that's the one thing I would hate, too, is to have people expiring points when you've earned them. So we always encourage people to use their points and stay active with the program.
Yeah. No, that's great, because you would hate to be in a position where you're planning for this really big points
purchase.
Accumulation
yeah.
or something, and then all of a sudden you go to log in and then you're have half of what you
exactly.
thought was going to be there. It would be so disappointing. So, yeah, definitely be aware of that if you're considering a rewards card as those expiration dates.
For sure.
We are getting close to the end of time today. We've
okay.
covered a ton of information. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about in relation to rewards credit cards that you think is really important for, a first-time rewards card user to know or think about?
Just for thinking about with people that are just starting out with their credit, if it is a rewards card, is really thinking about how they're spending. You know, I don't want people to get the card and just get into this continuous loop of debt, right? Mm-hmm. So just making sure that you take your time with the program, and making sure, like, if you have a major purchase, what are your plans?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Nate. This was really, really informative. And this has been Good Money Moves. So thank you so much for joining us. If you want to find out more about rewards credit cards or monitoring your credit score or even how to manage your debt, check out our website at firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog there, and you can even check out episodes of Good Money Moves. And until next time, stay financially empowered.